We got the word that the first hamlet we had worked on the pacification patrol was being harassed by the VC. A Major Leff was giving us the rundown about what was going on. He seemed to know what he was talking about.
"We've seen the infiltration over the last 2 months or so," he said. "We thought it was in response to the peace talks. They've been stalling in the talks, and the thinking was that they wanted to get into a favorable position before the talks get underway so that they can claim more territory than they actually had. But now we're not sure. Intelligence reports a lot of movement just north of the DMZ and in Cambodia and Laos. The harassment of the hamlets and villages is part of the whole movement. If they can terrorize the villages, then they can create a hostile atmosphere in them for us. You have to remember that there's as much of a psychological war going on over here as there is a physical war. I have the feeling that we could win the real war and still lose the psychological war. What I want from you men is as much vigilance as possible until the situation is clearer. Your officers have all been briefed, but it's up to you guys to do the job. God be with each and every one of you." An intelligence report said that our village was going to be hit by the VC at 1800 hours the next day. 1800 hours was a hell of a time. It would still be daylight, and if they showed up in the daylight, they would be demonstrating that they weren't afraid of us, that we couldn't protect the village. Captain Stewart sent all of Alpha Company to the village. We were supposed to link up with a company from the 173rd Airborne. They had the 173rd hopping all over the place, and they were really doing a job from what we heard. They were supposed to go in first and secure the village, and then we were to protect it overnight or until it was decided that the VC in the area weren't a threat.
"This mess sounds good," Sergeant Simpson said. "We sit in the village until the truce, and maybe we'd be sitting out the rest of the damn war."
Gearhart was quiet. Sergeant Simpson, who had been bumped up to top sergeant, was more or less leading the whole platoon. As soon as I heard the sound of the chopper engines, I had to pee. I found a tree and peed, and then went toward our chopper. Wallowick was already in the door of the Huey and gave me a hand up. My stomach was tight as I found a spot to squat.
"Get them weapons on safe,"
Simpson called out. Gearhart was checking gear. He had Pee-wee carrying a shotgun for the first time. Pee-wee, Wallowick, Sergeant Simpson, and Brunner were opposite me. Brew, Monaco, Johnson, Lobo, and Gearhart were on my side. We started off with the other choppers. I was scared again. Wasn't there ever going to be a time when I wasn't scared? Monaco was reading the letter from his girl.
"You know," he said, "it takes balls for a chick to propose to a guy."
"Yeah,"